Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
More storms are coming. There's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the northern parts of Gauteng, the extreme south central parts of Limpopo, central northwest and the northwestern parts of the Free State. Fog along the Mpumalanga escarpment this morning and cooler. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 24, Joburg 22, Mpumalanga and Emalahleni 26 and Rustenburg a high of 28.
Currently, it's a truck fire incident in Bedford View on the N3 southbound at Van Buren that is causing queuing traffic.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the second phase of South Africa's economic restructuring will focus on improving water and local government. He told members of parliament yesterday that part of his goal is to create more business opportunities in towns, rural areas and townships. Water structures and especially Gauteng have been heavily criticised for continuous water disruptions in especially parts of Johannesburg. And in Pakistan, security forces are set to launch a full-scale operation to free train passengers taken hostage by militants. Members of the separatist group bombed part of a railway track and stormed the train with more than 450 passengers on board yesterday afternoon. 3 people have been killed. Security sources say the terrorists have positioned suicide bombers right next to innocent hostage passengers on the train. And with that, looking at our business minute. The rand is maintaining its stronger levels against a weaker US dollar with just more than 7 hours to go till Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana is set to deliver his highly anticipated budget speech in Parliament. The greenback dropped to its lowest level since October last year as fears gather momentum in markets over a possible recession in the US caused by trade policies. Meanwhile, Asian equities mostly fell this morning as investors fret over US President Donald Trump's ever-changing trade announcements, sweeping 25% levies on all U.S. aluminium and steel imports are due to come into effect at midnight in Washington, hitting numerous nations from Brazil to South Korea, as well as Canada and the EU. A dollar this morning at 18 Rand 26, a euro 19 Rand 90, a pound 23 Rand 61 cents. Gold at $2,918.56 per fine ounce, oil at $70.04 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza, more news at 7.
Well done to Mamelodi Sundowns. They look as though they're about to wrap up that league title. They have opened up an 18-point lead at the top of the Betway Premiership, beating AmaZulu FC 2-0 at the Lucas Moripe Stadium. Second place, Orlando Pirates have 4 games in hand, but they were held to a goalless draw by Stellenbosch and Athlone TS Galaxy. Outclassed SuperSport United 3-1, and might get see closer to survival, beating Richards Bay 1-0. Paris Saint-Germain produced a historic turnaround to progress to the Champions League quarterfinals at Liverpool's expense, as they won 4-1 on penalties after a 1-0 second-leg win at Anfield. Elsewhere, Bayern Munich won 2-0 at Bayer Leverkusen, and they advanced 5-0 on aggregate. Also through, Inter Milan, who saw Feyenoord, Barca thumped Benfica 3-1. Having been overlooked to host a test match this season, Blum will host Georgia in a match against the Cheetahs just a week before the international against the Springboks in Nelspruit. The match in the capital of the Free State will take place on the 12th of July. That's a week before they meet the box. Manchester United have confirmed plans to leave Old Trafford after 115 years and move to a new 100,000-seater stadium. The new stadium will be the largest in the UK, with the architect saying it will take 5 years to construct. And Oscar Piastri has signed a new contract with McLaren, which the team says will keep him for the long term. The Australian, who won 2 Grand Prix last year on his way to fourth place in the championship, was already contracted till the end of 2026. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.